You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, sometimes you just got to take a hit, just so you can send a crystal clear message. Now, what do I mean by that? Sometimes you just got to say, I'm not going to conform, which is the basis of this video. And tonight, I walked off of my second job. Now, my manager had no problems with me not wearing a face diaper and, of course, not being jabbed. Because I told her straight up, I'm not doing that. So, as long as it doesn't come to where I have to make a choice to do it or walk off the job, we'll be cool. Now, of course, I was left to my own devices. However, apparently, corporate finally said, well, everybody who has not had the poke has to wear a mask. So she told me in the middle of the shift, you know, you got to wear a mask now. And I said, okay, where's this coming from? She said, well, corporate, it's way above me. My hands are tied. I said, okay, cool. No harm, no foul. I quit. Right there on the spot. Everybody in the shop was like, what? I'm like, yeah, I quit. Listen, I'm not going to conform. I said when I first came to this job, as long as I was left to my own devices and I was not told that I had to do this, then I had no problems with it. However, now my gangster just got tested and, hey, I said I would walk off the job the day that I had to make this choice. And here, my hands are tied. Well, scratch that. Your hands are tied. My hands are now free. So, of course, I signed my termination paperwork. And everybody in the shop was like, wow, dude, mad respect. You said what you would do if this situation came, and you did not bend. You didn't conform. I got mad respect for you, bro. I'm going to miss you. And that was pretty much the entire sentiment for the rest of the shop. Hell, even the manager was like, you know, I really hate to do this, but I got to respect you for standing on your principles. You know, hopefully if things, you know, cool off, I want to rehire you. I said, well, you know what? Hey, I didn't mind working here, but like I told you when I first came on, if I had to make the choice, I was going to make the choice and I was not going to conform. So it is what it is. So, hey, you guys will more than likely get somebody who is willing to conform. That just ain't me. I'm too damn old for this crap. So, hey, peace out. And yeah, gentlemen, once you understand the consequences of your actions, hey, sometimes you just gotta act. Oh well, oh well. My pockets are not gonna be hit too bad. But then again, they're not gonna be hit at all. Why? Because my first job, I can take more runs, which means more mileage checks. Ah, gentlemen, sometimes it's good to have backup plans and even backup plans for those backup plans. But yeah, I'm going to have more time on my hands, so I can do a lot more things that I want to do. With that being said, gentlemen, get ready for the main event for tomorrow. Or should I say, the main course of the slaughter feast. Let me know what you guys think. RPM, I am out.